Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 3 hours. We've got an interview coming up in a couple of minutes. Then we've got our legal hour between 1 and 2, our friends from down at Hutchinson Legal. If you've got any legal questions, can't talk about a case, but if you've got any questions you'd like answered on a particular part of the law, give Greg a ring now on 59-615-991, 59-615-991, and we'll get them answered for you. And then between 2 and 3, we've got Quilts for Orphans. Libby's coming in to tell us a bit. They've got some big show coming up, so we'll hear all about that. But first of all, it's my pleasure to interview Hillsville U3A, who we've spoken to a number of times. First of all, we've got the ex-president, which sounds a bit funny to say, John Pascoe, and we've got the new vice president, Jane Judd. So welcome to you too.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
John, first of all, I've got to say to you, congratulations. I think you did a fantastic term on as the president, and of course already we tend to forget that you had two massive stumbling blocks thrown in your way with lockdowns, and certainly the groups that I know of and have interviewed, if you didn't get involved with either on Facebook or Zoom or something like that, two or three of them have closed down. So I think it's a terrific job you did, and it's under very difficult times, because it's not like by the second time you could look back and see, well, hey, this is what we can do. But the first time it just sort of came out of the blue. So first of all, thank you on behalf of U3A and also Yarra Valley for the time you spent with us, and we've had some very enjoyable interviews. So thanks, John.
It's a pleasure. Pleasure, Alan.
And we've had a bit of fun with you, and I know you did Choice Tunes. If you want to learn a bit more about John, if you go to our Facebook page and under the podcast, under Choice Tunes, look down, and we did John's life story in music, so have a listen to that.
Anyway. You've got to like Leonard Cohen for that.
Sorry?
You've got to like Leonard Cohen for that.
Anyway. What are we going to talk about today? Well, we've just started a new term. You've obviously got some new programs coming up. Have you got any program that's just starting this term?
No program starting this term. Oh. No, it's really just a continuation of things that have been going now for at least one semester. but, you know, we've reached that point of the year now where things are starting to sort of draw to a close. I mean, we've got 9 weeks to go.
Now, is Extravaganza, when's that coming up?
The Extravaganza is coming up at the end of November. If I can give you the specific dates, if you want it now, or do you want to talk about it now?
No, we'll talk.
Let's keep that for later.
Yeah, all right, because we definitely want to support that. I think it's a great idea. So, Jane, you've just been... Well, first of all, we should say to congratulate to Ethne. We know... Ethne, we've dealt with her on a number of occasions with various things, particularly the gardens, and she's been here with U3A with you.
Yep.
But Jane, this is the first time you've been involved in the actual executive of the committee?
No, I've been on the committee since for 3.5 years.
Yeah, no, but I mean as the executive, like either secretary, treasurer or something like that.
Yes, I've been on the committee for about 3 years.
So... what got you involved with U3A? We know what's got John involved. What got you involved with U3A?
Well, when I retired, I decided I wanted to get connected with U3A. I'd heard a lot of very positive reports about it. And so I thought I shall just sign up and join a number of groups and experience it for myself. And then within a year, I nominated for the committee.
Sounds terrific. So, you know a lot about the organisation, and it's a great organisation, and certainly you had tough times, and I just mentioned to John with COVID, because none of us knew that was going to come, and none of us knew how to handle it, and we were the same here. We had to find new ways of doing interviews and all sorts of stuff.
Mm. Yeah, well, I found that, I mean, the thing about COVID for us was that, you know, every day you're looking, you know, if you can cast your mind back to those Daniel Andrews sessions every morning. Yep. He'd be up there every day telling us what things were happening, what the numbers were, what we could, what we couldn't do. And the big challenge then was to sort of keep the show on the road. And, you know, my concern at that time was that if the... because we weren't actually meeting as a U3A on a regular basis, we had to somehow sort of hang together. So...
And the groups that didn't, had some of them folded?
They absolutely did.
Yeah.
So that began my email trail, and I started writing lots of emails to try and remind people that we were here and just talking about what was going on, and also just some of the beauties of Healesville, because if you can remember, we used to be able to go for walks. I think it was for 5 kilometres
or something,
something like that.
Yep.
So people were doing that, and you'd walk down to Queen's Park and you'd be passing people that you knew, so you'd start talking about these experiences and the joys and the beauties of living in a place like Healesville. And how fortunate we were. And so, you know, all kinds of interesting stories came out of that. But the purpose of all of that really was to try and ensure that the community of the U3A stayed in touch.
Stayed together. Because it's so hard, it's so easy to get out of those sorts of things, isn't it? And just some of them just didn't come back.
Yep. Well, we came back bigger.
Bigger and better. And I just recently had the opportunity to go to the state U3A conference,
yep.
And quite a few of them were talking about the impact of COVID and the fact that they almost came to close, yep. With only 30 or 40 members left because they didn't have quite as an active outreach program. But as John just said, they actually grew. The numbers have continued to grow. Yeah.
All right, I just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
The kings and queens in the Bible, they could not turn back time. So what chance have I of a miracle in this life of mine? I only want one day to unsay the things I said, undo the thing I did. 24 little hours, oh God, please wipe them all away. And I promise I will change. If I could start today again, I know I'm not the milk and honey kind. Today I proved it true. When the red mist falls around my eyes, I know not what I do. Please give me back today. And I won't say the things I said or do that thing I did. Every minute, every hour, replace just the same, and I can't stand the shame. Let me start today again. That's all of every day that's been before, since time began. I know my prayer's in vain, but for a second I'll pretend that I can start today again.
And of course that was Paul Kelly. Anyway, we're talking to the Healesville U3A and Jane is the new Vice President. Jane, apart from where Ethne is the President and your Vice, who else is on the committee?
We've got Michael Vassallo. He's Promotion and Marketing. He's our Vice President too, so we've split the role there.
Yep.
We have a Treasurer, Barb Woods. Bill used to be last for the last 3 years, so we're lucky to have Barb, husband and wife. Yeah, they're very hard. And Carol Taylor is, we're very fortunate to have her. She's a fantastic secretary. But we're very lucky she puts together our newsletters and is part of the marketing and promotions with Michael and Ifne. So they've been quite a dynamic team of three.
That's good. They do
a fantastic job.
Yep.
And, of course, we've got John still on the committee. He's taken a portfolio of grants.
Oh, that's a hard job.
It's a hard task, yes. Right. And then we have two, Lucia and Phil Hipwell. They are organising the actual structure of the courses and where they're happening.
Yep.
So, you know, any new courses have to be run by them, and they're certainly encouraging people to stick their hand up if they've got an idea for a new course. And there's a few on the horizon.
Oh, that's good. Which I think John's going to talk about.
We've got bush poetry. And we've got a folks playing group, so folk songs, and chess. So
chess has taken on a bit of an up to it.
Yep. Yeah, and there's also a backgammon and drafts. So
good old drafts.
Yeah, good old chess and drafts. So
now,
that's excellent.
You want to talk also about connections, community connections.
Yeah, I do, but I need to finish off. There's got a few more people
still
on the committee. Yes, Lucia Messino and Phil Hipwell, as I said, are the course coordinators.
Yep.
But we've also got George Doig.
Oh, we know George.
Yeah, I was about to
say.
With
his ukulele. Don't tell me he's coordinating
the
ukulele.
He's not the uke teacher, no. He's doing the courthouse hiring and the wellbeing officer. And that came out of a recognition that sometimes people who have been long-standing members become unwell, and we like to keep an eye out for people's health and wellbeing.
All groups should do that, because I belong to a group that don't, and that's one of the reasons some of the people drop out, because they feel when they were sick nobody bothered to talk to them.
Yeah, no one followed them up to find out where they were. And then we have Beck Doig, she's safety liaison. Yep. So that's another thing that comes up. You know, when you're in an old facility, sometimes anything from an acorn to a loose piece of wood is identified. We need someone to keep an eye on that. Safety is important. Then we're very blessed to have Betty Willis join the committee. Her husband had been an active member supporting the U3A for a long time, Bob.
Yep.
And she is going to be doing the website and the database along with Bill. He didn't get away. Bill Woods is still there. So that's the full complement.
Sounds good.
Yes.
All right, now, Community Connections, which is the name of this show, so I'm always keen about community.
So we're very keen to develop partnerships and support groups in the community.
Yep.
So U3A last year sponsored the Twilight Picnic that was organised by Healesville Connect, and they're doing it again this year. So Healesville Connect are very grateful, because somebody else can manage the finances. They get the grant, and then it's...
that's terrific.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And we've also been, this year, taken the support role with Catherine Nolan, who did last March. She did a big community event, music event, at the MIMO Hall. And again, this year, U3A are going to help manage that process as well. So that's just about getting a group in the community that have got an idea and desire, and linking in a partnership with U3A.
Terrific.
Yeah.
All right, I've got to take one quick break, and I want to talk about some coming events you've got coming up.
In the dark, you dribble
Welcome back to Community Connections. We're talking to John and Jane from the Healesville U3A. And I just should mention that when I did the weather at 12 o'clock, I omitted to say that the temperature in down here, Healesville, is 15 degrees. Now, John, you want to talk about some coming events you got coming up?
Yes, well, as most people would know, October is the over 50s month of the year. There's a lot of things happening all through Victoria.
Yep.
But the Yarra Rangers Council also has its own festival going on throughout October. And people can find out more about what they're doing by going to the Yarra Rangers website, which is www.yarrarangers.vic.org.au. So that's an overarching thing that's happening in the valley.
Yep.
In the Shire. But as well as that, we are doing a number of several community events ourselves, mainly focused on coming and visiting, come and see events where members of the local community can drop in and see courses that we're running.
Oh, yeah.
So I've got a couple here which I'd like to draw people's attention. We actually had our first one yesterday, so it's a bit late, which was the ukulele group. I would love to have invited you to come along.
Oh, yeah,
I would have. I think you would have had a great time. But
Poor old George, we pick on him all the time.
Tiny Tim specialist. But so we've got on the 16th of October, we've got the Move It or Lose It group, 11 to 12 o'clock on the 16th of October in the Senior Citizens Hall. Move It or Lose It, they use weights, they use music, they get a whole range of routines.
But it's age-specific too, is it? Like, they're not expecting you to run a mile and all this sort of stuff.
It's all sort of on the spot in the gym sort of thing, moving around.
And not too hard.
Moving around in the Senior Citizens Hall.
Yep.
So if people want to come and have a look at that in action, they can. They might even be invited to join in. So that's at 11 o'clock on the 16th of October in the Senior Citizens Hall. On the 21st of October, between 1 and 2 o'clock in the courthouse, people are invited to come along and participate or observe the Philosopher's Lunch group happening.
Okay.
Now, that's in the courthouse on the 21st of October at 1 o'clock.
Oh, 21st.
Yep. 21st of October. And then, now this is something which I think you should take very seriously, Alan. On the 24th of October, between 12 and 3 at the Senior Citizens Hall, people are invited to come and watch the theatre group rehearsing.
Now, that would be good.
And really, that's just trying to encourage people to come along and see what seniors are doing.
Yep.
Seeing what the U3A is doing.
Yep.
And it also, I mean, if they are so inclined, they might like to join the U3A, but more importantly, I think, just to get a sense of just what's going on around in the community.
That sounds terrific. Look, I just want to take a quick break. Oh, have you got anything else you want to say, John?
No.
I'll take a quick break and I'll be back with more.
Need anybody messing with you? on the floor. You bring me your joy.
John, we gave out the website before for the Shire, and I didn't write it down, and maybe others did. And so, could you just give us that a couple of times, please, so we can write it down?
The people looking to find out what's going on in the Yarra Ranges for the for the over 50s, what used to be called the Seniors Festival.
In the over 50s now sounds better, doesn't it?
I'm very politically correct. Is that the website for the Yarra Ranges is the www.yarrarangers, all one word, .vic.gov.au.
Again.
If they want to find out what...
Again,
would you like it again? www.yarrarangers.vic.gov.au. If they want to find out what we're doing, they can go to the U3A website, which is www.healesville3a, all one word, .org.au. So there's quite a lot going on, and we're sort of encouraging people to come along and have a look at what's what the U3A is offering. But there are also all kinds of things happening around the Shire, and the Yarra Ranges is very active in promoting over 50s activities during this month.
I've just had a... Leanne Patrick, who's a local singer-songwriter, and we know Leanne very well, and her mother is the president of the Sherbrooke U3A.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Leanne will be singing at the Hillsville Senior Citizens Hall on the 22nd of October at 1 p.m. All seniors are welcome during Seniors Week.
Excellent.
Wonderful.
So how about that?
Well, the Sherbrooke group is actually part of the Outer Eastern Ranges U3A group.
Right.
And I know her mother.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I do. We meet three times a year, and we've actually just been having a series of get-togethers for trying to organise a joint Facebook page.
Oh, well, there you go, Leanne. John knows your mum. and Leanne will be singing at the Hillsville Senior Sits Hall on the 22nd of October, 1 p.m. Let me know what day that is, please, Leanne. I haven't and all seniors are welcome. It's during Seniors Week, so you can't do better than that. So
it'll be a Tuesday.
It'll be a Tuesday, will it?
Yep.
All right. I might try and come up and see you, Leanne. Anyway, we're a bit off the beaten track.
That's all right.
Keep going, please, John.
we've got those upcoming events. The other thing which I think it's really important to note is the way that Jane was talking about the links that we're developing within the community and promoting a range of activities that seniors might be interested in.
Yep.
A very important mechanism for us in doing that is our newsletter. And we spend a lot of time, a lot of space in our newsletter, not only talking about what we're doing, but providing information about what's going on in the community. So, for example, every month, I don't know whether you realise this, but every month at the, I think it's on the first or second Sunday of the month, there's a poet's breakfast at the Healesville Hotel.
And about 20 I've heard people about come that.
Along.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lawrence Webb runs that.
Right.
So
that's run like under U3A, is it?
No. It's totally,
it's just by itself.
It's an organisational thing. It's happening in the community. And it's fascinating to see just how many people are interested in reading and writing poetry. There would be 20 to 25 people there on the Sundays I've attended. And most of them, most of them are writing their own poetry. But the point of the exercise really is for people just to share and listen and enjoy poetry.
Poetry.
So that happens. It runs for about 2 hours. It starts at, I think it's 9:30 in the morning, runs till 11:30.
And they have a brunch here, do they?
No. We have to be out before the hills will get serious. we do our best to support them while we're there. So the Poets Breakfast happens every month. There's the over 50s LGBTQIA group meetings, which are happening in Healesville.
Yep.
They're promoted in our newsletter. Live Up is doing a presentation on the upside of ageing on the 29th of October at 1:30 in the senior sits. There's the Garden Design Festival. There's Swan Lake. There's a whole range of things which are going on in the community, which we, as part of our reaching out to the community...
Which is great,
try
because
to promote.
A lot of groups just... worry about themselves, aren't they? They're very insular. But that's terrific to be part of other stuff as well.
And as a fairly dynamic group of 360 members, they're also attend and are members of other groups like the Badger Creek Women's Choir, which I belong to, and quite a few U3A members belong to. That's coming up for its 10th anniversary, Alan. And they've got a big concert in the evening, Saturday evening, on the 16th of November. Now, if you want to get tickets, they're free, but you have to go to the Yarra Rangers website. Do you want to read that again, John? If you want to come to the Badger Creek Women's Choir, it'll be amazing.
If you want to go to the Badger Creek Women's Choir performance, go to the Yarra Rangers website, which is www.yarrarangers.vic.gov.au.
And that's on in the evening,
yeah.
7:30 through to about 9:30 on the 16th, Saturday the 16th.
At the Healesville Hall?
MIMO Hall. And it's the 10-year anniversary. And as I said, lots of U3A members are members of that choir too. The tentacles of U3A go far and wide.
Well, they do. And I mean, I think, you know, we're developing, I think, very good and strong and interconnected relationships with organisations like the MIMO, like the Living and Learning Centre. The Healesville High School is another one. We now sponsor an award at the end of each year for their presentation night. The Senior Citizens Club, Ken Fuster does a wonderful job, and we recently ran a first aid defibrillator course with the senior citizens.
Did you?
Run by Ken Glenn. We had 35 people there, and it was working with the senior citizens group to make something happen for both organisations.
And it's very important because these defibrillators are getting around in shopping centres and all that. And I mean, I've spoken to the ambulance before. Seconds are the difference between life and death.
Yeah.
It's not that's not an exaggeration, you know. A minute can be the difference between a person living and dying.
And it's interesting. I mean, most people, we had an incident where a member fainted a few months ago now. And this is one of the reasons that prompted this activity to happen.
Yep.
And people sort of stand around and say, well, what do we do? Fortunately, we had two people in the room who had some first aid experience, and they knew exactly what to do. And it's making those initial first two or three steps, which is crucial, because that's what it takes for gives the ambulance a chance to get there.
And having the confidence to do it. Because, everybody's a bit frightened.
Absolutely. I think
it was very well handled on that occasion. We had people talking to the ambulance, giving the appropriate vital signs and arranging for someone to come. That was good.
Yeah. And we had two people there sort of dealing with the actual patient, making sure that they were on their side and, you know, keeping in the right position,
terrific.
Doing all the sorts of things.
Yep.
And the ambulance on this occasion, it only took about 15 minutes to get there. So
it was amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing.
And I think the AMBOs do a terrific job. But the other Sunday night, I left here at, I think, 10 o'clock, and I was driving down Maroondah Highway, just going into Ringwood. And the ambulance was when they were having their protest, and that ambulance was from Alexandra.
Yep.
So, and I tip on Alexandra only had one ambulance.
You're right.
So you can't always rely on the ambulance being there in a short... No. Like, that guy was 2 hours from home.
So, you know, it's something which... it's important. You don't have to be an expert in first aid, but you do have to have the confidence to make those initial two or three steps.
Yep.
To make sure that things, that people keep stay alive and keep going until the ambulance get there, and it doesn't take much.
All right, I've got to take one our last break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to hear about this big extravaganza coming at the end of the year.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
I'm talking to both Jane and John from the Healesville Youth Rio, and we've been talking about quite a few things that have coming up. And if you get a paper and pencil ready to just before 1 o'clock, John or Jane will give you all the contact details, how you can find out about more about U3A, and also we could John will run through the activities that are coming up. But first of all, John, this extravaganza, as we like to call it, when's it coming up? And tell us a bit about it, please.
Alan, I think that's a name you have given it. I don't think it's a name.
Well, I probably did.
Yeah, I mean, Arthur, it's become an annual event, and it's a highlight of the year.
Yep.
For the Year 3A.
It's grown from one show to two. We should...
Yes, it's grown from one show to two, but there's been two shows now for about 5 or 6 years,
yep.
Except for the COVID year.
Yep.
After the success of the Musketeers last year,
yep.
We're doing a show which is called Strictly Showbiz, which is set at the end of the Second World War, set in London, and a group of army and naval officers land at the docks...
This could go anywhere.
Well, knowing a U3A production, it probably could. But they're sort of glad to be home, and what are we going to do, and so on. And one of the army officers, his sister is a performer. She's a dancer. Of course, that's Bec Doig in the show. But so he wants to catch up with her. And when people are sort of fumbling around what to do and things like that, they say, look, why don't you come along and see what's going on at the show and all that sort of thing.
Yep.
And on the way, of course, they get caught up in a two-up game, finish up in jail.
Lots of adventure. You're giving the good oil away here.
Finish up in jail, and then, of course, we then move on. We get out, thank goodness.
So you're one of the crooks?
No, I'm a naval captain.
You're in jail, eh?
Yeah, well, that's only because I've got an over-enthusiastic policeman who wants to put everyone in jail who's playing two up. Actually, they don't get put in blank. Yeah, I won't go into that. Anyway, they go from there, and they finish up putting on a show. With the troupe that are performing at the Rialto, so the second half is the putting on of a show, which involves dancing, involves music, and involves singing. It's got a few suspect scenes. We had fairies. I was dressed up in a fairy outfit for. You should have come along.
I won't be able to sleep tonight.
You would have enjoyed it. Well, my granddaughter says she'll never look at me the same way again.
I don't think I could if I saw you in a fairy outfit.
But there's a similar sort of, not fairy outfit scene this time, but something a little bit similar. Something to look forward to. But again, you know, the all of the songs, they're snippets of songs. All the songs are pretty well known. Most of the audience could sing along with most of what's going on.
That's all right. Yep.
So it's a lot of fun.
Yep.
We've got two or three very polished performers in the group.
Yep.
And then the rest of it are sort of people like me who think they're polished but of course aren't. But have a lot of fun anyway.
So you haven't given us a date, John?
The dates, there are two shows. The first one is on Sunday the 24th of November at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
November, yeah.
And the second one is on Sunday the 1st of December at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And you can get tickets, book tickets for that through the MIMO.
Yep.
But they're not for sale just yet.
Oh.
It's not quite there yet.
No idea when?
No, I don't. But, you know, I think it's just a matter of keeping an eye on the MIMO website.
Yep.
If you're looking for what's coming up, there's always a little advertising routine there for our show. So, it's lots of well-known songs, lots of fun, lots of hilarity.
Sounds terrific.
Good fun.
Now, you've also got, pardon me, I'm going to have a cough, for the registration day. Hang on. You've got a registration day coming up too, John.
Yes.
We have the U3A Member Registration and Enrolment Day.
That's Thursday,
11th. Thursday the 12th of December from 10 till 2. That's at the courthouse in Harker Street.
Yep.
Most people would know that's where the main office is. The main office is open between 11 and 12 on most Thursdays, but we're not open during any school holidays. But if anyone wants to make contact, there's a phone number.
Yep.
0490 917 975. I'll repeat that. 0490 917 975.
So what's the registration day actually? Is for people to register for the courses?
To actually reassert their membership again.
Yep.
So most people renew, but we always get a complement of new members who haven't signed up before. And if you want to email us, we are at hillsvilleu3a@bigpond.com.
That's all one word, hillsvilleu3a.
Yes, it is. Okay. And we have a website, all lowercase, of course. And the website is www.hillsvilleu3a.org.au.
Can't get that much easier than that, can you?
The only thing I would add there, Alan, is that people can also register online. They don't have to turn up at registration
today,
day.
Right. But are they open now or not until what date?
No, they won't be open yet because we haven't rolled over from old courses to new courses.
Yep.
And they're not allowed to enrol online until that date. Otherwise, they get an unfair advantage over people who are turning up in terms of joining classes.
No, that's very true. So you can go online or up front from the 12th of December.
From Thursday the 12th of December.
Yep. And naturally, because of the size of some classes, they're limited in number, which is why it's important to have a level playing field for everyone.
Yep, that's fair enough too. John, we're fast running out of time. I need you to just run through. You've given us some dates.
Yep.
On the 16th of October and all that. Can you just again the dates and what's on?
If you're interested in the Move It or Lose It physical activity course, then that's on the 16th of October at 11 in the morning at the Senior Citizens Hall.
Right.
That's the first one.
Yep.
The second one, if you are interested in something a little bit more cerebral, Philosopher's Lunch is on the 21st of October at the Courthouse, between 1 and 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
And Joan Barlow leads that, and I attended. It's fabulous.
Yes, it's a great course.
Yep.
And the final one is, if they're interested in having a look at a rehearsal of the theatre performance group, 24th of October, between 12 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon at the Senior Citizens Hall.
Will you be in your leotards at that point?
On this particular one, it may well be a dress rehearsal.
Ooh.
And that will be a surprise for us. I'm not too
come
sure.
Come and see it.
So what day of the week's that? Do we know?
It's a Thursday.
A Thursday.
Yep.
Thursday the 24th. the mind boggles. Well, you've gone
always.
You've gone from a fairy to in a tutu. Is that the idea?
No. I'm not going to tell you what it gets down to.
Well, I shudder to think, though, John, if you've gone from a fairy down to a tutu or something, what's going to happen next year?
We'll give that. I don't know.
That's the first time I've ever seen you embarrassed, John. First time I've seen you red.
Yeah.
Jane, can just run through the phone number, the website and all that again, just quickly, please.
The phone number is 0490 917 975 and the website is www.hillsvilleu3a, all one word, all lowercase, .org.au. And you can certainly see all our courses if you go to the website that are going to be available for registration on the 12th.
12th of December, so.
Correct.
They can either turn up at the courthouse or go online from the 12th of December.
Correct.
Yep. Absolutely.
And that's for all courses, isn't it?
Yes.
Yep. And hopefully you may have a couple of new courses. And I guess we should just quickly give a quick mention that you're always looking for ideas for new courses, aren't you?
And people who lead courses.
Yeah. So there could be people retired that have got a particular skill that they think, that skill gets lost when the people retire. So, they could come along and lead a course on something that they've even done as a job.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to Lucia the other day, and Lucia is one of our course coordinators, and she's certainly got four or five courses in the pipeline. She's talking to potential leaders now.
Yep.
And just to go through those again, there's a Bush Poetry Workshop for Term 1 next year.
Yep.
There's a Poets' Corner, which will run through the course of next year. Folksy, which is playing of folk songs. And then, of course, there's chess. Sorry.
Backgammon.
Chess, backgammon and drafts.
Yes.
Is there much of a call on drafts?
We don't know yet.
We don't know.
Sometimes you'll put something on like pickleball and you'll be run off your feet and having to replicate it multiple times.
Have to go. The news is there. Thank you very much, Jane and John, and we look forward to talking to you next year.
Terrific.
Thanks.